Hello, and this is NeoCast, episode 2. As y'all may have known, I updated one just a few days ago, but, you know, who cares? It's fun. Now, let's see, to make this more interesting, I'm going to talk about a game that a previous blog we have owned, or have played, possibly, and maybe, you know, my opinion on it. And you could send me an email saying, oh, this is better. Oh, well, who cares? And we're also going to be doing, each week, a Brawl profile, going from chronological order. There's not really any new news, really. But, you know, well, to start off, we're going to talk about last week's episode. You know, no one really responded or really cares that global warming's happening. It's just sad. No one really cares, obviously. We need more people to care, to really understand what's going on. It's just not fair. We need to understand. If not, then no, no one would understand. It's not good at all. Well, anyways, on to this week's episode of NeoCast. Also known as Neo Franco's News Time. That will be the name of the podcast, but these will be the NeoCasts. Neo Franco's News Time is actually a movie-based thing. Not really the news. It talks a little about this and that or so. But it's more like a actual little series, which I need to update. And yeah, it's been a while. Been a long time, actually. Yeah, I'm trying to get it like yearly. Something interesting. And then, you know, video cast. Probably do a streamed thing or something. Well, of course, it's going to be captured from TV, so. Oh, with a video camera. iToy. Yes. This is the easy mod. Did I have that put together myself, really? It's always dangerous to not lose it. So I may just upload it. Yeah. Well, anyways, let's get off to the actual thing. Today, we're going to talk, like, the background, maybe how the first guy that this podcast is going to have. It's just that, you know, give me a second. Looking for something. Well, anyways. Let's just get off to what I'm gonna say. Alright. Oh, sorry. Some time is flying by since then. We're going to talk about Mr. Game & Watch. Because he's, of course, the first character that we're going to talk about. You know. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Game & Watch first appeared... Let's see... quite a long time ago. Before the Nintendo and the Game Boys came out. That was the handheld. Yeah. Of course, probably... I think maybe around the same time as the Virtual Boy? I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. Well, it's been around for a while, too, so... Yeah. I don't know. Virtual Boy might have been later. I don't know. So... Yeah. And the Game Boy kind of represents the old Game & Watch. Because the... You know, pretty much it was pixels. Black pixels. Which is what Game & Watch was black, large pixels and liquid crystal. Yeah, he was back in the old Game & Watch days. It's little handhelds, like A mode or B mode. You could probably find them on like old Game Boy Color things now or something like that, or you know. Just tired. So, and let's see. Let's look at the other part of him. Let's see. He has... Yeah. He has interesting attacks. His main level is Flat Zone 2. There is no Flat Zone 1, which is disappointing. Why they give it 2. Because there is no 1. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, let's get to what does make sense. Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. Alright, how I think of him is that he's a pretty interesting fighter. His taunt gets a little annoying. It's a little ringing bell and stuff. And the up, like that. Well, he has some interesting attacks, like the down B, gets enough projectile power into it, it'll fling it out and do a lot of damage. The side B can do like a lot of damage, and if it gets to the 9 flag, they're out of there. Up B parachutes, which is a lot better. It also, can also be dismounted. The parachute can be dismounted by pressing down or tag or something. Regular B is just a little sausage there, but now it just flows food, which is kind of nice. Yeah. Overall, I believe he's an interesting fighter, pretty well balanced out. He's two-dimensional, which is interesting. Well, yeah. No way to make him three-dimensional. He doesn't really have his own game, if you count him towards that. It's just mixtures of games, that's all.
Yeah.
I thought so, too, has an interesting level, because it can change its background from time to time to time to time. Yeah. A few different old Game & Watch games and stuff. Now, let's review a game. That was Mr. Game & Watch. First week. Alright, next one. Next time will probably be... I'm not going to make any promises. You'll have to find out next time. It was in chronological order. Game & Watch is first, Olimar is last. Alright. The game I'm going to review, I'm going to say Pikmin 2 this week. Pikmin 2, you know, kind of picks up where Pikmin 1 had left off. The Omar had got his ship back to normal, back together, and he got home. It was quickly sold. So, yeah. And then the company went into debt. They went back to the planet again. You know, of course, you lost all the other Pikmin, and you had to start with red again. And then you get blue and yellow and white and purple. White and purple are interesting because they don't have their own onion. They might have in the third game. There is guaranteed to be a third game. That's nice. But, you know. Pikmin, you know, you can have like 100 Pikmin all at once. Purple Pikmin are the strongest. Of course, had no resistance at all to anything. At all. Red Pikmin had resistance to fire. Blue Pikmin can swim and can rescue other Pikmin and stuff. Oh, and also the red also had high attack power. And let's see, we have yellow Pikmin, which can resist against electrical attacks and can be fun high. White Pikmin can be resist poison. And if a monster eats them, then they poison the monster, which is actually a pretty good trade-off. And they're small, might, and fast. There. So you got the additional little ability. Yeah. And then we had the purple, bulky Pikmin. It's bigger, he's slower. He's a lot heavier, he counts as 10 Pikmin. Which is a lot easier for puzzles and stuff. Of course, you have to have 100 for one particular weight. Or dumbbell. Then takes 100 Pikmin to pick it up. Counts as 1,000 Pikmin. That's a lot. You know, because they put too many Pikmin, the frame rate's going to drop. So, we don't want that. And these are the purple Pikmin, I believe, will take up more. So, yeah. Good times. It's a pretty interesting game. I would be played a lot. And actually get ready for the next game that comes out soon. But Shigeru Miyamoto has confirmed that there will be a Pikmin 3. But I'm not 100% sure if it's going to be for DS or Wii. More likely it's going to be for Wii. No way would I ever want to see a Pikmin 3, Pikmin game for DS. That would be stupid. Just like Elbert's 2. That was way beyond stupid. That was horrible. That's not really Elbert's. It's like some brand new game. No one near it. And then, yeah, and then, of course, you know, they do massive damage. From in the air, they go straight back down, and they do massive damage. Then there was one very special Pikmin that can only be found on the ground. Of course, and can't be taken out from underground, which sucks. There's no way to storm. It's probably some last minute thing. They just can't jump or something. Which was the Bulbman, a parasitic type Pikmin. Well, not exactly sure. Pretty sure they're a green Pikmin. Well, they represent as pink in the color stream in the whistle. So who knows? The could also be considered orange Pikmin or red. another type of red. I don't know. Probably orange or yellow or so. Orange or pink. Because of the color. Of course, they can do all the same things that Pikmin can do. But it resists the fire. They're swimmable. Resistant to electric and resistant to poison. Which is actually pretty cool. Hopefully Pikmin actually first appeared in the first game when they became Mushroom Pikmin, but took on the purple characteristics. But were an enemy instead. So yeah, I would love to see a Pikmin 3, nice new sequel stuff, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty nice and stuff, you know, each boss and stuff, go in, collect all your items and stuff. Now, do you pay the debt? Do you get rewarded with a golden ship and stuff? Which is cool. There's no really no end to the game. Because it's open-ended. And you can just keep growing that upper Pikmin all the way up. One more and more. Which is cool. Alright, yeah. Yeah, pretty much throw them at the enemy and they just totally crap out of them. So many of these require the purple Pikmin. With the little hydro thing on stone wheels. I don't know the name. They're these bread bugs. They're, you know, steal stuff. That sometimes drag your Pikmin to oblivion. They die. That's just not cool. I'm really tired. I'm really sure I'm still awake to even do this. I better hurry. Well, anyways. Yeah. That's gonna occur. Yeah, Olimar has always been interesting. But we're not gonna talk about Olimar in the actual game. It's just a preview to the last guy. Each week I'm gonna be revealing. I'm talking about the past, present, possible games of them. Kind of a review. Kind of how he got this guy has been listed on his site as a review on games. May as well. Sounds interesting. Since I have no emails yet. Which is sad. I want emails so I can like respond to them. Hey, any emails will work. Just about any emails. So stop sitting around. Send me some damn emails. Gosh. Idiots. No, just kidding. Yeah, that's neofincoats@yahoo.com. Of course, it'll be in the other previous episodes what my email is. So, yeah. I gotta get to bed soon. I'm just tired. Yeah. They're gonna get in Blastworks. Blastworks sounds good. Yeah. Cool. Well, let's talk about future games. What's that coming? Licensed Kingdom. Which looks pretty interesting. It's based on the same engine as My Sims, obviously. But, you know. We're back, but you can design more things than just furniture. I don't know about furniture editor this time around. Possibly, maybe not. I don't know if you build a box this time. Maybe. There is no talk so far about any online connectability. But, you know. Yeah, who knows? There is a PC version now, in essence. The original has like a few more things. And probably if you know coding right, you could probably edit it. Do whatever you want, really. I don't know. It's possible. Who knows? Hey, you can mod The Sims and The Sims 2. Why not My Sims? Yeah, it's big stuff there. The future game is a lot better. And it's supposed to have higher frame rates. Now the other game is Animal Crossing Wii. Or City Folk. Yes, I'm sure getting that game. No way I'm not. Like, how did I miss that opportunity? It's like, missed opportunity if I don't. Yeah. Not sure what kind of Wii U game will come out next week. Hopefully something good. Retro console? Hope the same. But you never know what games are going to be put up. We have. Yeah. I'm starting to fall asleep here. Short. Or, you know, my talk about what ends. Oh yeah, let's talk about some website. YouTube. YouTube's been around for quite a while, a few years. It's owned by Google now. And of course, people still kind of abuse it. They upload illegal stuff, like whole shows, like full things at Naruto or something. Pokemon, who knows what. AMVs, I think, are okay. I'm sure they should be okay, at least. Who knows what the future could bring. Who knows? The new Tetris game looks nice, but you know, I gotta go. Sorry, I'm just too tired. But I did cover a lot, so should make up. Well, anyways, here's the end of the show. And we need more ideas for the show. Pretty much I ran out of ideas. That's why I didn't continue too as well. You know, mail ideas to neofriendcoats@yahoo.com. Maybe some emails, maybe suggestions. Who knows? You could even be on the air. This is Neo Mio.
Over and out.